It's 10 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Jonathan Brown with Abbas Samji and Uriel Mendoza. Looking at the weather outside our East York campus, it's cool and cloudy, 1 degrees. Now here are the headlines. In Iraq yesterday, a coordinated set of suicide bombings meant more bloodshed near Baghdad. Back home, the Canadian government appointed an independent investigator yesterday after allegations of pension and insurance fraud in the RCMP. And didn't your mother ever tell you to look both ways before crossing the street? An incident with a pedestrian and the TTC yesterday proved Mother Dear right. And now to our top story. Suicide bombers killed 130 people in a Shiite district in Baghdad yesterday. Two men packed with explosives walked into a market, and then minutes later, three more bombs went off just north of the capital. According to a health ministry official, the violence killed mostly women and children. Yesterday also saw the U.S. Senate pass a bill setting goals for withdrawing American forces from Iraq. Despite this, President Bush maintains he is going to veto the bill and is now sending 30,000 more soldiers. Bush hopes this will help calm the violence in Baghdad after the recent security breakdown. In the country yesterday, the federal government appointed an investigator to look into alleged fraud in the RCMP. This move was caused by allegations from RCMP officials on Wednesday. The accusations surrounded abuse of the pension and insurance plans. The investigator has not been named yet, but will report his or her findings within 12 weeks. Stockwell Day, the public safety minister, said he wants answers now, and a full judicial inquiry would just take too long. The decision comes after 4 years of back-and-forth, gone-nowhere investigations and has already led to the resignation of the RCMP human resource manager. While the RCMP deals with this issue, Toronto's 42 division community have reason to feel safer this year, according to senior police officials. However, citizens in Toronto's largest police division still had questions for the top cops at a town hall meeting last night. Kevin Kwok Wong has this report.
Currently at 42 Division, our overall crime is down 23.8% year to date. That's a substantial figure. And I know that we're going to continue.
This from 42 Division's Acting Superintendent Dave Brown at a Toronto High School last night, where residents of Toronto's largest police division gathered for a town hall meeting to hear about the state of their community and air any concerns they had. Local resident Devin Renzero was one of the residents who questioned a seemingly disproportionate number of officers that are serving the Scarborough region.
My concern is population has increased dramatically. Has policing increased to service that population need?
Toronto's top cop, Chief Bill Blair, responded by emphasizing that Scarborough has received more than 150 officers in the last few years alone, and by saying this.
The police cannot be everywhere, and we frankly don't want to live in a society where the police are virtually everywhere. You don't want a policeman on every corner, and well, maybe you do. There are some corners where I wouldn't mind having one in every corner, but generally speaking, it is everybody's responsibility for community safety. It's a shared responsibility. It's not the police alone that are tasked with keeping your community safe.
Blair would repeat this message of community involvement being necessary for safer communities throughout the night, but was remaining tight-lipped on who would take the job as 42 Division's next unit commander after Gary Ellis retires near the end of March.
I need people who understand the uniform function, who can manage a large operation, but also have community skills, have the ability to go out and form partnerships, work with the community, be sensitive to the needs of the community, and who will be totally committed, as Gary was, to the safety of his division.
Residents of 42 Division will find out who takes charge by the end of March. This is Kevin Wong reporting from Scarborough.
And in Toronto yesterday, a man was hit by a streetcar downtown. Ironically, this happened the same day police were riding transit to promote pedestrian safety. Witnesses said the middle-aged man that was hit didn't seem to know the streetcar was coming towards him. The pedestrian got up soon after being hit and left the scene despite efforts of the TTC operator. Police are now looking for the man so he can be examined at the hospital. And that is the latest news. Now here's Abbas Samji with sports.
Thanks, Jonathan, and hi, everyone. Canada's Brent Hayden bagged his second medal in a span of 2 days at the World Aquatic Games in Melbourne, Australia. He got Canada's first bronze of the championships in the 800-meter. Yesterday, he brought home the country's first gold in the men's 100-meter, rounding up a total of 5 medals for Canada and an 8th place on the medal tally. Over a dozen 16-year-olds are getting sweaty under the sun this March break, but instead of bathing suits and flip-flops, they're suited up in polyester baseball pants, t-shirts, and cleats. Jonathan Brown reports.
And they're off. 17 elite ball players from Ontario are traveling to Fort Lauderdale this March break to practice and play under the sun. The 16-year-olds are traveling as part of the Team Toronto baseball program, and this trip caps off a 10-week winter workout program. The journey has become an annual event for elite baseball teams, but being only 16, this is the group's first time. Pitcher Brian Presnell is excited.
I've been wanting to do this for the longest time. I'm telling you, this March break is going to be huge, man.
Team Toronto will get only 2 days off over the trip. 6 days will consist of intense practices, with 2 days scheduled for games. The trip costs $2,000 a player and includes airfare and accommodations. Head coach Jack Brown emphasizes the experience his players are gaining.
Absolutely. It helps the bonding, the relationships. It gives them an intense period of time to spend under the scrutiny of their coaches.
Jonathan Brown reporting for Centennial College News.
In hockey, the Leafs lost to the Thrashers 3-2 in overtime at the Phillips Arena in Atlanta. Slava Kozlov made a backhand rebound with just 47 seconds left in the game. The loss leaves Toronto in ninth place for the Southeast Division with 37 wins, just behind Montreal. Their last game on April 7th will determine whether they make it to the playoffs. In basketball, Raptors, Andrea Bargnani has been making a steady recovery after last week's appendectomy. With a hopeful nod from doctors this week, he may be back on the courts within a few days. The Raps could definitely use Bargnani's help tonight against the Wizards without the help of Jorge Garbajosa. And it looks like the World Series may just be in New York this year. Sources say the New York Yankees and the Mets will make the final two with odds of 4-1 in favor of the Yankees. The Jays are the number 12 pick with a shot of 25-1 in winning. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break when Uriel Mendoza will have his thoughts on Baby Rock Records.
Can you hear that beat? I made it at a recording studio at the Boys and Girls Club. They have this awesome studio, and it's like they have a lot of other stuff too, like digiphotog, filmmaking, theater projects. They also have these cool art programs and drawing and mural painting and printmaking. I can make all kinds of things at the Boys and Girls Club that I can't do at home. So it's a lot more fun than just hanging out watching TV. It's like only $5 to be a member, and your parents can get off your case for sure. Check out their website at bjcj.org. My friends and I did it. Why don't you?
Welcome back, and good morning, everyone. I once went to a Billy Talent concert at the docks and was so happy at the sight of a man with his wife and two kids, a 3-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl. I've never understood why parents lose interest in rock music just because they get old. We all need music to keep us sane and happy, and it can keep parents connected with their kids. When I have little Uriel Juniors and Urielinas running around, I want to show them the importance music can play in their lives. It brings people together, especially kids. That's why I had to check out this company called Baby Rock Records. They produce hypnotic lullaby renditions of greats like Led Zeppelin, U2, Metallica, and of course the Beatles and their Yellow Submarine. We're talking note for note, but with no vocals. A report from the University of Georgia says that children who grow up listening to music develop strong mental links with music. So even if the baby doesn't know what they're listening to, their brain does. So if you want to be a responsible parent, let your child listen to Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. They'll be saying goo goo gaba gaba before you know it. Now for a more local look at music. Toronto is the hometown of many famous musicians, but it's also a current home to numerous lesser-known local bands. Shayla Duvall talks with a young drummer about his band's progress.
It's the newest original song by a Scarborough band called Seven Joint Ride. The band is made up of four high school seniors. They headlined on Sunday night at Riley's, a bar on Yonge Street near the Eaton Center. Some of the songs they played were covers of other bands, including Limp Bizkit and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but the band also performed a lot of their own material. Over 30 people came out to show their support, and a few of it moshed through some of the songs. The band recently played shows at a number of other venues, including the Reverb and the Cathedral. Julian Bigra, the band's drummer, is generally pleased about their latest show.
We didn't get the tickets to sell very early, so the actual fan base was a little smaller than we would have liked it to be. But in terms of the actual playing, it seemed to go pretty well. It was our first headlining show, so we got a longer set. Though we did have to scramble for material because we didn't get enough practice in between our second show and this show. But all things considering, I'd like to think it went pretty well.
The band is now on hiatus until May or June so that they can focus on school and submit marks for university deadlines. Shayla Duval, Centennial College Radio News.
That's it for entertainment. Now let's send it back to Jonathan for the wrap-up.
Thanks, Uriel. Stay tuned to Centennial College Radio News or check our podcasts at centennialondemand.com/radio/CCRN. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.